I always like to sing before we start the talk.
我好欢喜我哋唱歌嘅，喺未聚开始交通之前。
Brother says you haven't got any hymn books here, that we can't do that tonight.
我弟兄话，因为今日我哋冇带我哋诗歌嚟，所以我哋可能唔可以唱歌唱诗啦。
But I think when we sing some of our lovely Christian songs, we sort of warm up a bit.
当我哋唱嗰啲我哋好喜欢唱嘅好好嘅基督徒嘅诗歌嘅时候，基督同嘅诗歌嘅时候，我哋可以嚟到好似系将我哋嘅心喺度预备得好。
And that prepares us for hearing the word.
喺我哋听神嘅话之前，我哋嘅心被预备啦。
So all I can do is teach you another short chorus on the Bible.
而家我又要再教大家唱一首诗歌，系关于圣经嘅。
Do you remember the one we had already?
你记得我头先唱嗰首诗歌冇
？Come on, let's see your Bibles。
我哋一齐嚟到唱。
If you haven't got a Bible, you must be ashamed。
你都冇圣经嘅时候，你会系好羞耻嘅。
The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way.Oh, the best book to read is the Bible. But there's another one I'll teach you if you listen.
我会教大家另一首诗歌，如果你留心听嘅话。
Goes like this.
系咁样嘅。
The grand old book.
The grand old book.
The grand old book.
The grand old book.
That you will find a promise wherever you may look.
You will find the promise wherever you will look.
In sorrow or in pain.
In sorrow or in pain.
The promises are plain.
The promises are plain.
So keep on believing in the grand old book.
Keep on believing in the grand old book.
It is said, I haven't counted them, but it is said there are 3,000 promises in the Bible.
我冇正式数过，但系话系喺圣经里边有3000个嘅应许。
God loves to promise us。
神系好喜欢嚟到向我哋又俾应许俾我哋。
Because that encourages us。
因为咁样嚟到去鼓励我哋。
And it also shows us what He wants to do。
亦都系嚟到指引我哋佢应该作嘅系乜嘢。
So now repeat once more the grand old book。
我可唔可以嚟到唱呢首诗歌 ？The grand old book。
The grand old book。
The grand old book。
The grand old book.
The grand old book.
You will find a promise.
You will find a promise.
Wherever you may look.
Wherever you may look.
In sorrow or in pain.
In sorrow or in pain.
Its promises are plain.
Its promises are plain.
So keep on believing in the grand old book.
So keep on believing in the grand old book.
The grand old book.The grand old book, you will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain. So keep on believing in the grand old book. The grand old book, the grand old book. You will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain,Its promises are plain, so keep on believing in the grand old book. Once more, the grand old book, the grand old book. You will find a promise wherever you may look. In sorrow or in pain, its promises are plain, so keep on believing in the grand old book. Now, I've asked brother to read.Daniel chapter 3.
我哋打开但以理书第三章。
You find Daniel chapter 3.
我哋会打去但以理书第三章。
It's a lovely story even for the youngest of us here.
系呢个一个好美丽嘅故事，甚至于我哋最细嘅喺呢度。都可以明白的。
Not only a lovely story, it's a wonderful story.
不单止一个很美丽的故事，也是一个很奇妙的故事。
And it's a true story.
也是一个真的故事。
God gives us history.
神给我们的是一个历史。
And by history, he wants to teach us about himself.
是靠着经过的事情的发生，这个历史，神要教导我们关于他自己。
So, in Daniel chapter 3, we're not reading a fairy tale.
在但以理的第三章，我们不是读一些神话的故事。
Or it's not fiction, it's fact that we are reading.
不是一些人思想出来的故事，那是事实，我们读的，是一个,
now,
一个事实。
Now, have you all got Daniel chapter 3?
我们大家打开了但以理书第三章没有呢？
I want to read it slowly and thoughtfully, and I'll ask you a few questions afterwards.
我们一路慢慢的读，你有思想去思想去读，读完之后，我要问大家一些问题。
Righto.
我们一起的读，好不好？慢点读。OK, 一二三，尼布甲利撒王做了一个金像，高六十肘，宽六肘。立在巴比伦省杜拉平原，尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督、钦差、巡抚、牧师、判司、谋士、法官和各省的官员都召了来，为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开干之礼。于是总督、钦差、巡抚、牧师、谋士、法官和各省的官员都聚集了来，要为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开干之礼，就站在尼布甲尼撒所立的像前。那时传令的大声呼叫说：各方各国各族的人啊，有令传与你们，你们一听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟、笙和各样乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。凡不俯伏敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。因此各方各国各族的人民一听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟和各样乐器的声音，就都俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。那时有几个加勒底人进前来控告犹大人，他们对尼布甲尼撒王说：愿王万岁！王啊，你曾降旨说，凡听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟、笙和各样乐器声音的，都当俯伏敬拜金像，凡不俯伏敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。现在有几个犹大人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥。王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。当时尼布甲尼撒匆匆大怒，吩咐人把沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥带过来，他们就把那些人带到王面前。尼布甲尼撒问他们说：沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的么？你们再听见角、笛、琴瑟、笙和各样乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所做的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥对王说：尼布甲尼撒啊，这件事我们不必回答你，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。即话不然，王啊，你当知道，我们却不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。当时尼布甲尼撒怒气填空，向沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比寻常更加七倍，又吩咐他军中的几个壮士 将沙特拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。这三人穿着裤子、内袍、恶衣和别的衣服，必捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中，因为王命紧急，窑又甚热。那台沙特拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥的人都被火焰烧死。沙特拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥这三个人都被捆着落在烈火的窑中。那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇急忙起来，对谋士说，我捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人么？他们回答说，王啊，是。王说，看啊，我见有四个人并没有捆绑在火窑中行，也没有受伤，那第四个的相貌好像神子。于是尼布甲尼撒就近烈火窑门说，至高神的仆人沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥出来，上这里来吧。沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥就从火中出来了。那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集，看这三个人见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。尼布甲尼撒说，沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥的神是应当称重的，他差遣使者救护倚靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍去己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉与敬拜别神。现在我降旨，无论何方、何国、何族的人，我从沙特拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥之神的，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。那是王在巴比伦省高升了沙特拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥。
You did very well.
大家就读得好好。
Very nice.
好好。
Now here we read about a king, a big king.
喺度我哋读咗一个大嘅皇帝。
What was his name?
佢嘅名系乜嘢咧？佢名系乜嘢
？What was the king's name?
Nebuchadnezzar, 尼布甲尼撒。
When I was a small boy in school, in Sunday school,
当我是一个好像孩童在主学的时候，
we had some lessons in the book of Daniel.
在那时候就先生就教导我们关于但以理书。
And it was probably in this chapter, I don't remember.
我虽然不记得清楚，可能在这章第三章。
But at the end, we were asked, what was the king's name?
讲完之后，先生就问我们，这个王的名是谁啊？
Well, I couldn't say Nebuchadnezzar.
我唔讲唔到啊，系尼布甲尼撒咁长。
That was much too difficult for me。
系就系好难啦，对我嚟讲。
But what I did was this。
我点讲咧？我就系咁样。
I said it, a king with 14 letters in his name。
我话呢个王咧，佢个名咧，英文个名咧有14个字母噶。
And that satisfied my teacher。
咁我先生就话好啊，答得好。
Well, there are three young men mentioned in this chapter too.
在这里也有三个年轻人是被 提名出来了。
Now, what are their names?
他们的名是什么呢？沙德拉、米撒、阿伯尼哥。
Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego? Is that what you're saying? Was that their right name?
是不是讲不讲对呢的名
字？ Was that their proper name?
是不是他们原有的名字呢？
Do you know what their proper name was?
你知道他们原本的名字是什么呢？
It's in chapter 1.
在第一章。
In chapter 1 we read what their proper name was.
在第一章我们读到 他们原本的名字是什么？
Verse 6.
第六节。
Hananiah, Mishael,
Hananiah,
and Azariah.
Azariah.
That was their proper name.
佢係本然原本佢嘅名係。
But when we read chapter 3,
但當我第三章嘅時候，
they've got other names.
佢哋就有別嘅名稱啦。
Why was that?
點解咧？
It was the king who changed their names.
就係王係將佢哋嘅名改咗啦。
Why was that?
點解王要改佢哋嘅名咧？
Well, because he didn't want Christian names in his kingdom.
係咪佢話佢唔中意基督徒嘅名喺佢嘅國度嘅裏邊？
Or he didn't want these Hebrew names in his kingdom.
係咪佢唔中意希伯來嘅名喺佢嘅國度嗰度？
Just as sometimes today the employer doesn't want a Christian man with a Christian name.
啊，正如今日或者有啲嘅僱工請人嘅僱主，佢哋係唔中意請一啲人，佢哋僱工係有一個基督徒嘅名嘅。
So the king changed the names.
所以王就將佢哋嘅名改咗啦。
But unfortunately, we always think of the names that were not their proper names.
但好多時候不幸嘅話，我哋想到時常記得佢哋嘅名就唔係佢哋原本嘅名。
Why？
點解咧？
Well, their proper names meant something.
因為佢哋嗰個原本嘅名係有特別嘅意思啦。
Daniel, for example, means my God, my judge.
但以你個名嘅意思叫做神係我嘅審判者。
Hananiah means God is gracious.
这个哈勒利亚的意思是那里神是满有恩典。
And the other one, what's the next one? Mishael.
米沙利呢?
Means, who is as God?
好,谁有能够像我们的神一样?
And Azariah, God is judge. God is true.
阿撒利亚是讲到神是真神。
Well, those names had a testimony, you see, to the Lord.
这个名字他们都是见证神自己。
But the king was a very big king, a very proud king, a very important king.
但这个王是一个很大的王，很骄傲的王，是一个智慧士的王。
And he didn't want suggestion of anybody being greater.
他不要一些的名字是大过他的。
So he changed the names.
所以他将他们的名字改了。
And because they wouldn't do what he wanted.
因为他们不照着他所作的。
What happened?
那么什么事情发生呢? 什么事情发生?
What happened?
什么事情发生?
Don't know. We read it. We read it. Don't you know what happened to those three? Put in the fire.
抌咗落个火壶度啦，火焰度。
Well, we're going to think about that a little this evening.
我哋今晚嚟再思想下多点关于呢件事情。
Let us pray.
让我哋祷告。
Our Father,
我哋父亲，我哋天上。
We do thank you for this word that you have given to us.
我哋好感谢你，为着你俾我哋嘅话。
You haven't told us fairy stories.
你冇讲嘅话系一啲嘅神话嘅故事。
You told us what is true。
你讲嘅话完全系真理。
And you want us to learn from the truth。
你要我哋嚟到从你嘅真理里边嚟到学习。
And we want to learn that way。
我哋要咁样嚟到靠着你嘅真理嚟学习。
So please use this story, which is true, for our help tonight。
求你用你呢个故事，呢个故事系真实嚟到帮助我哋。
We love you and you love us.
我们爱你，知道你爱我们。
And you want us to know the truth.
你要我们认识真理。
And you want us to enjoy what we should be because we are yours.
你要我们来到享用我们在你面前应该所有的，因为我们是属于你的。
So bless our study this evening.
我们求主你今天晚上来到祝福我们。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们祷告是奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to turn to a verse in the Revelation.
我现在要打去启示录
chapter 3,
第三章
Revelation chapter 3,
启示录第三章
verse
21, 第二十一节启示录第三章二十一节
All got it?
大家找到了
Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
启示录第三章的二十一节。
Here Jesus is speaking.
在这里耶稣自己来说话。
He's speaking from heaven.
是从天上来说话。
And this is what he says.
他在说是就这样来说了。
To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am sat down with my Father in his throne.
也至得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
Wonderful, isn't it?
这何等的奇妙，是不是呢？
To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
So here we're told what God's future for us is meant to be.
在这里神告诉我们，我们将来神为我们预备的应该是这样。
What Jesus, our Lord, looks forward to.
我们的主也都耶稣也都是期望着这一天的来临。
When he made purification for our sins, when he died,For our sins,
当他死为了我们的罪作了这个挽回祭的时候
when he finished that wonderful redeeming work of his on the cross,
当他在十字架上为我们作成这个奇妙的救赎的工作
it says he ascended to the Father and was seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high,
就告诉我们听他是来到回到父神升到父神的在他的右边去坐着
and he's talking about that.
在这里他是讲上同一个事情。
The Apostle John said this.
使徒约翰来到讲这句说话。
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God, and such we are.
他看父所赐给我们的何等的慈爱，我们得称为神的儿女，其实我们真是他的儿女。
Children of God.
是神神的儿女
That's what we are if we're believers.
让我们相信神的时候，他就叫我们成为他的儿女。
And what does Paul say?
保罗说什么呢？
Romans chapter 8 and verse 17.
我们读到罗马书第八章第十七节。
If children of God,
如果我们是成为神的儿子了。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 17.
罗马书第八章第十七节。
If children of God,
既是儿女，神的儿女。
Heirs,
便是后嗣。
Heirs of God,
就是神的后嗣。
Incredible, impossible, surely.
是一个很难以相信，是一个很奇妙 的事情。
Heirs of God,
是神的后嗣。
And joint heirs with Christ,
同基督同作后嗣。
If so be we suffer with him,
如果我们和他一同受苦
we may reign with him.
也必和他一同得荣耀
So Paul is talking about what Jesus is talking about.
保罗在这里讲的说话和耶稣讲的说话一样
He that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
他说得胜的我要叫他来到坐在我的赐我坐在我宝座上和我同坐就如我得胜了一样在父的宝座上与他同在一般。
He wants us to enjoy what he has.
他盼望我们能够从他所有的、拥有的来到享用。
He wants us to qualify for what he has.
他要我们来到得着可以来到他所有的。
Because we can't just go there on our own.
我们不能够凭着我们自己来到去到那里。
We must have the degrees that are necessary.
如果是需要一个学位，我们是需要这个学位。
And is this the degree that you have?
这个是不是你得着的学位呢?
Or is it BSc?
是不是一个 BSc 的学位呢?
Or BFG?
就是 BFG 的学位。
No. Some diplomatic degree, is that what your ambition is?
是不是这个就是一些外交的学位?你的野心是这样呢?
Do I want a title that counts in the earth, or do I want a title that counts in heaven?
我们是不是要在地上一个的一个名衔是地上所配有因为我们有一个名衔是天上所配有的
I want what Jesus proposes
我要得着的是耶稣所提议的
To sit with him in his throne
是在他的宝座上跟他同坐
Why?
为什么呢
There was a little woman who stood beside a tall British policeman
有一个小嘅细小嘅妇人，佢就坐喺一个好高好高大嘅英国警察侧边。
And this little woman was very pleased, happy with the word of the Lord.
呢个嘅小嘅妇人，佢听到神嘅话嘅时候，佢非常之欢喜。
And as she sat, as she stood next to this great big policeman,
当佢企起身就系站喺呢个好高大嘅警察嘅侧边嘅时候
，she said, "Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me."
佢就话咁咧，呢个就系我嘅荣耀，呢个系我嘅荣耀，我嘅荣耀啦。
He looked down and said, "Who are you?"
呢个警察就望住佢，你系边个啊
？See, we can have imaginations.
我哋会有我哋嘅一啲嘅幻想。
But it's good to have divine ambitions.
但我哋会系有一个神圣嘅野心，呢个系好嘅。
That's why the Lord gives us these promises and offers our these privileges.
所以神就主要将呢啲嘅应许俾过我哋，俾呢啲嘅权利俾过我哋。
Now we're going to think about these three men.
我今晚嚟到思想呢三个嘅人。
What was their names?
佢哋嘅名系咩咧
？What was their names?
佢名系乜嘢
？See, we always roll out these words. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
我哋成日都讲系沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
But that's not their proper names.
但呢个唔系佢原本嘅名字。
It was Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
哈拿利亚、米沙利、亚撒利亚。
Now the king, the great king Nebuchadnezzar.
呢个伟大嘅王尼布甲尼撒。
He really thought he was grand and important.
佢真系以为佢自己系非常之伟大，系好重要。
And he thought he must have some expression of that.
佢就想佢一定要将佢自己呢个伟大嚟到表达出嚟。
So he appointed a huge image should be made of him.
佢为着自己，佢叫人嚟做一个好大嘅像啦。
And it was so tall that it could be seen for miles around.
系好高大，以致好远嘅人佢远远都嚟到睇见。
And he planned that the nation.Should really bow down to that, bow down to him.
佢都计划所有整个嘅国家系要向佢嚟到屈膝跪拜。
This was his image.
呢个系佢嘅像。
And if it was before them, they would be inclined to bow before it.
佢哋系要佢哋啲百姓系要喺呢个像前嚟到敬拜。
But he thought they might need some help.
但佢觉得要佢帮助呢啲嘅百姓嚟到敬拜啦。
So he called for the musicians.
咁佢哋叫啲嘅音乐家嚟啦。
Those who played the cornet.
嗰啲嚟到吹笛嘅。
The flute.
吹呢个笙嘅。
The harp.
嗰啲嘅琴瑟嘅。
The sackbut.
呢个琵琶等等。
And the psaltery.
好多嘅乐器啦。
And the dulcimer.
好多嘅呢啲嘅乐器。
He called for all these musicians.
佢就叫呢啲色彩呢啲乐器呢个音乐家嚟啦。
And the thought and the command was this.
佢哋嗰个嘅命令就系咁样。
That when they heard the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, all kinds of music.
当你佢哋一听到各笛同埋琴瑟、琵琶、琴瑟、笙就各样乐器嘅声音嘅时候
，They would fall down and worship.
佢哋就跪拜喺度敬拜啦。
You know, music is good.
冇错，音乐系好嘅。
It can be helpful.
亦都可以帮助到我哋。
But it can be dangerous also.
但系亦都系有佢嘅危险嘅地方。
You get into the rhythm of the music.
当你呢个音乐嘅节奏喺嗰度系好轻松嘅时候，咁你就跟住啲节奏嚟到呜呜呜咁样啦。
How many young people today?
我哋今日有几多嘅年轻人
？Wasting their time and their energy dancing and clapping and shouting。
佢哋系用咗你嘅时间喺度跳啊，喺度拍手啦。
It's the music. It's the music。
佢话呢啲嘅音乐系好好噶啦。
Are they worshiping the Lord？
但系佢哋喺咩度敬拜神咧
？He's not in their thought。
冇，就系神唔喺佢哋嘅心思嘅里边。
Now this was the trick of Nebuchadnezzar。
呢个就系尼布甲尼撒。王一啲嘅诡计啦。
This great image which spoke of him，
呢个咁样嘅大嘅对一个像，按住佢嘅形象做嘅。
A testimony to the king，
呢个像系预表到系讲佢嘅见证啦。
Should grip hold of the whole nation，
系将整个嘅国家嚟到佢哋嘅心嚟到抓住啦，捉住。
that they should worship him.
要佢哋嚟到一就只系跪拜佢。
Who do we worship?
我哋跪拜嘅，我哋敬拜嘅系边个咧
？Who do you worship?
你敬拜嘅系边个咧
？Who do you put first in your life?
你将边个系将摆首位啦？
Who's the all-important one?
呢个系边个系喺你生命里边系最重要嗰位
？Is it the Lord Jesus Christ?
系咪主耶稣基督自己
？Paul says, "We preach not ourselves, but Jesus as Lord."
保罗话：我哋唔系传自己，我哋乃传嘅耶稣基督为主。
Some people like to blow their own trumpet.
有好多人佢哋自己为自己嚟做夸耀，吹佢哋自己嘅喇叭啦。
We were talking about trumpets this afternoon.
今晚就我哋系讲到就喇叭啦，号啦。
And there are some people who like to blow their own trumpet.
有啲人佢哋中意吹佢哋嘅号啦。
What's that mean?
咩意思咧
？Me, my.
啊，佢就我。
You see, there's a danger. When you're giving your testimony, you can be blowing your own trumpet.
甚至你为作你自己嘅见证嘅时候，都有啲一个危险，你系夸耀你自己。
My wife once took a lady to a meeting which was connected with a evangelistic campaign.
有一次，我太太带咗一个朋友嚟到去到一个传福音嘅聚会嗰度。
And there was a person there giving their testimony.
啊，嗰度有一个人，佢哋就喺度作见证。
And this friend my wife took to hear the testimony.
啊，我太太带住呢个朋友去听呢个见证。
Said afterwards, "Oh, I don't like that."
咁啊，之后就听咗之后就讲话，我唔系好中意啦。
She was saying I all the time, me, my, I.
啊，因为佢讲成日都讲系用我自己我而讲佢自己啦。
Well, of course, if you're giving your testimony, you do have to say I a few times.
当然你要讲你嘅见证嘅时候，你就会讲到讲我呢个字几次嘅。
And it is permissible.
亦都系可以容许啦。
But it can be dangerous.
但系都可以有危险嘅地方。
You see, you can be preaching yourself.
你可以嚟到宣扬你自己。
Glorifying yourself.
你可以荣耀你自己。
Saying what a terrible man you were.
讲到你自己以前是何等的不好的不好。
Now what a wonderful man you are.
现在你是何等的 奇妙的一个人。
What are you doing?
你做什么在这里
You're preaching yourself.
你是讲你自己了。
But don't do that.
不好这样。
We proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord.
我们宣扬的乃主耶稣基督主为主。
But the world doesn't appreciate that.
这个世界他们不会认同了。
It would rather you tell what a rogue you were and what a saint you are.
他们是讲到是常常都要讲你是多好你是一个神圣的人。
It's not right, it's not wrong to give your testimony.
讲你的见证不是错了。
But you do have to be careful. You're not preaching yourself.
但你要小心，你唔好喺嗰度嚟到传你自己。
Now Nebuchadnezzar changed the names of these three men.
尼布甲尼撒就将佢哋三个年轻人嘅名改咗啦。
He did not want them to be known as they really were.
佢唔想要佢哋再记得佢哋自己嘅名字啦。
But they were determined to be loyal to the Lord.Not preaching themselves, but loyal to the Lord.
但呢三个年轻人，佢哋系决定佢哋要系忠心嘅神，佢哋唔要传佢哋自己。
But to do that, they had to overcome a lot of things.
但系如果咁样嘅时候，佢哋要嚟到去战胜、去得胜好多嘅事情。
They had to overcome the fear of the fire.
啊，佢哋要嚟到胜过，佢哋惊过火啦。
And the unpopularity among the people.
亦都要胜过佢哋喺百姓当中，佢哋唔系一个好受人欢迎嘅。
They did have to think about their own skins burning the fire。
亦都想到佢哋嘅肉啊皮肉都要系被烧嘅时候系点样
？But they had resolution, resolve in their hearts。
但喺佢哋嘅心里边已经决定已经系定义咁样啦。
Never to bow to any alternative.But the Lord.
他们不会跪拜任何别的东西除了他们的主之外。
So they could not follow the king's command.
所以他们不能够跟从这个王的吩咐命令。
And people around them watched that they weren't to be obedient to the king's command.
但是周围的人就留意着他们看他们是不是信服这个王的命令了。
But the music which was so helpful So their disobedience was reported to the king. And of course the king had to inquire, investigate. What did he say? He was very angry. His pride was offended.
And
what did he say?
他說什麼呢?
Chapter 3, verse 14. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up?
14节,
Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcet, and all kinds of music, ye will fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, he shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace.
15节, 你们再听见琴瑟琵琶琴瑟生和各样乐器的声音若苦服敬拜我所做的像却还可以活若不敬拜必立时扔在烈火的窑中有何神能够你们脱离我手呢?
And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
他再说过,有何神能够你们脱离我手呢?
How did these three reply?
这三个位的年轻人,他们怎么回答呢?
They replied very politely.
他们很有礼貌地回答了,
very firmly.
亦都是很肯定的,
what did they say?
他们怎么说呢?
Shadrach, Meshach, verse 16.
16节,
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
就自撒德拉米撒阿伯尼哥对王说,尼布甲利撒,这件事我们不必回答你,即便如此,我们所侍奉的神,能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来,王啊,他也必救我们脱离你的手,即或不然,王啊,你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神,也不敬拜你所立的金像。They
were very polite.
他们很有礼貌。
They answered the king very carefully, but very correctly.
他们很小心来回答王,但是他们所回答的话是很对的。
They were firm in their convictions that there was only one that should have their worship.
他们心中很肯定的就是,他们只有一位他们可以敬拜的。
And their God was the one.
就是他们的神,只有这一位。
And maybe the fiery furnace was threatening them, but they were confident that God was on their side.
虽然这个火湖的火是非常之叫他们震惊,但是他们相信神在他们那边。
So they were put into the fire.
所以他们就被扔在这个火窑里面。
What does that really mean?
究竟这个什么意思呢?
Well, it means they were more than conquerors.
这个意思是说到他们是得胜有余。
This is what God wants us to be.
And
this is how he speaks of us in Romans chapter
8.
More than conquerors. What's a conqueror?
德勝者是什么呢?
What's a conqueror?
德勝者是怎样的呢?
You know?
知不知道?
What's a conqueror?
德勝者是什么? 征服者是什么?
It's one who wins.
是那个赢了那个了,
isn't it?
是不是呢?
It's one who wins.
是那个赢那个了,
he conquers.
是他战胜了,
but more than a conqueror.
但那里他要讲到是, 有如超过战胜者。
That's what it says in Romans chapter 8.
呢个系罗马书第八章嗰度讲。
Let us see the verse.
我哋睇呢一节嘅经文。
In verse
37.
Oh, better read
36. 我读36节。
As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things,We are more than conquerors.
第八章第三十六节，如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上，已经得胜有余了，已经得胜有余了。
Are you a conqueror?
你是不是一个得胜者呢？
Have you overcome your sin?
你有没有胜过你的罪恶了？
Not all.
我没有胜过一切的罪恶。
I'm not a complete conqueror.
我不是一个完全的得胜者。
I've still got habits I can't overcome.
仍然有些习惯我不能够战胜得胜它。
I know I'm not what I ought to be.
我知道我应该是这样，但我反而没有是这样。
I'm trying, but I don't often get the victory.
但我时常去尝试，但我没有得胜了。
I met a woman in India one day.
在印度有一次我撞到一个女人。
And she said, Do you know what they call me?
你知不知道他们叫我的 名称是什么？
I said, No, what do they call you?
我不知道他们怎样叫你。
They call me the tigress.
他们叫我叫做老虎乸。
I didn't have to ask her why.
我不需要问他为什么你叫他这样名字。
Her tongue was so sharp, her teeth were so bitter.
因为他的讲的东西是很尖利的，他的牙很尖利。
She was against somebody.Almost all the time.
时常他对一个人呢，他时常的很厉害的反对的。
Well, she wasn't a conqueror, was she?
但是不是他是一个得胜者、征服者呢？是不是呢？不是。
She got a habit that was not a conqueror.
他有一个习惯，这个他不是一个得胜者。
And there are many of us, perhaps, that are not conquerors.
今天或者我们中间，我们有很多的人不是一个战胜者。
There's still things we do or things we think.That are ashamed.
你知道有些我们还做的事或者一些我想的事我们叫我们羞愧了。
We're ashamed of them and we don't like to think of them.
我们不想来再想这些事情了，不想来再想。
Maybe what we say.
或者一些我讲了。
Maybe what we think.
一些我想过。
And we don't want to let anybody know, but it's there all the time.
我们不想人知道，但是事上的都在我们的脑海中。
The Bible says in Romans chapter
8, 在罗马书第八章里面讲，
There is therefore now no condemnation.
他现今就是再没被定罪了。
Oh, that's wonderful.
是很奇妙呢？
No condemnation.
不再定罪了。
The devil can't put his finger on anything against me.
这个魔鬼不能够将他手指摆在我身上，指控我任何一些东西。
We were talking about the peace of Jesus.
我们今天讲到耶稣基督的平安。
And what was one ingredient of that peace?
在这个平安里面有什么材料呢？
Devil has nothing in me.
就主说到撒旦仇敌在他里面一无所有。
He was a conqueror. Jesus was a conqueror.
耶稣基督是一个战胜者、得胜者。
That's what he wants every one of his children to be.
他要我们每一个属他的儿女都一样是这样。
Is he that overcometh that shall sit with Jesus in his throne?
主说是得胜者他能够坐在他的宝座上面。
But the Apostle Paul says, more than a conqueror.
但使徒保罗讲到他们是得胜有余的。
What's that mean?
究竟什么意思呢？
More than a conqueror.
得胜有余。
We've got examples in the Bible.
在圣经里面，我们有这个例子，讲给我们听什么意思，这个意思。
More than a conqueror means winning without fighting.
这个得胜来到有余的，是超过得胜的，就是讲到他们能够得胜，他们赢了，他们不需要打仗了。
We've got some examples of that in the Bible.
我们在圣经里面有一些例子。
Just think of one.
我们想一个。
In the book of Judges.
在士师记里面。
And chapter 7.
士师记第七章的里面。
We read about Gideon.
我看到那里有基甸。
And Gideon had an army of 22,000 soldiers.
基甸有一个军队，他们是22,000。
But Jesus, God was talking about giving him victory.
但是神话我要 给你得胜了。
But because Gideon had got an army of 22,000,
因为基甸有22,000的军队了。
God said, that's too big an army.
神就跟他说太多了，不需要这么多。
So it was reduced.
然后他就来到降低这个数目。
It was reduced to 300.
就减到直至到300。
Oh, how many had to go home?
有多少人要回家了？
300 instead of 22,000.
300, 不是22,000了。
God was saying, if you have the victory with 22,000, you say, oh, we did it.
如果你得胜有22,000军队，那你说是我所赢的，我所作的。
But with fewer in number,
但他们是很少的数目。
If you get the victory, I shall get the glory.
但如果你得着，赢得得胜的时候，神就得荣耀了。
So God reduced his army to 300.
所以神就将他的军队是减少到300。
Now you and I could be like one of those 300.
我们其中的，我们都可以在这300人当中的。
God doesn't dismiss us.
神不会叫我们回去了，不会。
He retains us.
他是要收留我们。
He said there are 300 I'm going to retain.
他说有300我们要保留着他们。
And who are they?
这班人是什么人呢？
They who came to the water.
他们就来到水的旁边。
And they didn't get down on their knees and drink.
他们不是跪在这里来到这样喝。
They took it up quickly in their hands.
他们用他的手来到把水来到很快的来喝了。
Because they were aware.They had an enemy.
因为他们是察觉得到他们随时的他们的仇敌都在那里。
They were on the alert.
他们是很警觉的。
They were not casting away what they should retain.
他们不是放下他们所应该来做保守他们的东西。
What did they retain?
他们要说保守的是什么呢？保留的是什么呢？
What did the 300 have as weapons in the war?
这300人他们有什么武器呢？
They had an earthen vessel.
他们有一个属土的瓦器。
They had a lamp inside.
里面有一个灯了。
And they had a sword.
他们有剑了。
And Gideon appointed them to be in three divisions.
基甸就将他们300人分作三队。
Surrounding the camp of their enemy.
是将他们围着他们的敌人的营。
And just be ready to shout.
就在那里来到预备来到大声的来到呼叫了。
And at the time of shouting,
在他们呼叫的时候
they were to break their earthen vessels,
他们就将他们的瓦器打烂了。
So their lights would shine out,
他们的里面的火光就会出来了。
They would say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
他们就会讲到这个是耶和华的剑 是属于米甸的。
And did they win?
他们有没有赢到呢？
Yes.
有
they didn't fight.
他们不需要打了。
They only declared the name of the Lord.
他们只是来呼喊叫耶和华的名字。
And they had the victory.
他们就得胜了。
Now that is an example for us.
这个是一个对比我们一个的例。
We may be struggling over some besetting sin.
我们今天或者会在一些仲要缠累我们的罪那里我们挣扎。
Brother Watchman Nee told us about a young man.
托星弟兄同我哋家中到一个嘅年轻人。
Who confided in him that he had a sin he could not overcome.
佢同呢个年轻人就同托星弟兄讲，佢有犯呢个罪，佢唔能够得胜。
So asked Brother Nee to pray for him.
佢就求叫呢个请托星弟兄为佢祷告。
So Brother Nee.Began to pray for him, of course.
这个魏弟兄就为他祷告了。
But very soon after,
但好冇几耐咋
，that young man died without any sickness.
这个嘅年轻人就冇病就死咗了。
And the little church was very troubled.
当时佢哋嘅一个好细小嘅一个教会，佢哋就非常之嘅忧愁。
They thought he was a very promising young man. Why should he die like that?
佢哋就话呢个年轻嘅人都系好似好有心，点解佢咁样死法啦
？And one night in the prayer meeting,
有一晚上喺佢哋嘅祈祷会嘅时候
，a man spoke in a tongue.
有一个人佢用呢个方言嚟到说话
，and said.This young man's life was taken because God didn't want his testimony to be spoiled.
这个人这个感觉讲，神是将这个年轻人的生命拿走，因为神要这个人年轻人将他的见证是做搞糟糕了。
You know, there's a verse which says,
有一节经文是这么讲，
He that being often reproved yet hardeneth his neck shall be suddenly cut off, and that without remedy.
经文就咁讲，这个人时常嘅若被神嚟到去责备佢，但系佢仍然唔肯改变嘅，仍然都系硬颈嘅时候。
The Lord wants us to be overcomers, not victims, not slaves, not imprisoned. He wants us to be free.
但系神系要我哋唔系要时常嘅系一个犯罪嘅奴仆。是要我们 是有自由的。
Free of condemnation.
是从这个审判里面是得着释放的。
I said already in Romans chapter, chapter 8.
我们讲过了，在罗马书第八章。
Paul says, there is therefore now no condemnation.
保罗在那里讲话，如今在基督里就不再定罪了。
Wonderful. If there's no condemnation, no man, no demon can accuse you or I.
何等的奇妙，就是再没有魔鬼，没有这些的邪恶的灵来到在那里可以来到指控我们了。
Because the Apostle Paul says,
因为保罗使徒保罗这样讲，
The spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death.
他因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
There are two laws operating in our universe.
在这个宇宙里面有两个律来到并行了。
One is the law of sin and death.
一个就是罪和死的律。
And the expression of that is gravitation.
这个是好像就是地心吸引力那个样。
Why is it that the lightest thing falls to the ground.
为什么这样呢？一个最轻的东西都会跌落地下了。
It's because the earth has attraction.
因为地球是有吸引力了。
There is the law of gravitation.
这就是地心的吸引力的律了。
Does that mean there's no hope for us? We're doomed. We'll go down, go down, go down.
但是是不是这样就说到我们没盼望了？我们一定要只是跌落去，跌落去了。
No, no, there's hope.There's provision.
不是，有盼望的，那里是有预备了。
What is the provision?
什么预备给我们呢？
The law of life in Christ Jesus.
他说在基督里面那个的生命的律。
The spirit of the law of life in Christ Jesus makes me free from the law of sin and death.
就是赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
And that just illustrates for us overcoming.
这就为我们来到讲给我们清楚，知道什么叫做得胜了。
Overcoming everything that pulls us down and brings damnation at the end.
是胜过一切将我们来到拉下去，而是带到我们被定罪的。
Lord Jesus said, He that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne.
我们的主耶稣说，他们得胜的就要同我一同在宝座上来到坐了。
Now we have a beautiful illustration of this overcoming in this chapter Daniel which we have read.
在这但以理书第三章那里有一个很美丽的一幅图画来到讲给我们知道得胜者是怎样。
What happened to those who were put into that fiery furnace?
将他们被摆落这个火窑的时候，究竟什么事情发生呢？
What happened to them?
究竟什么事情发生在他们身上呢？
Were they destroyed by the fire?
是不是他们被火来到消灭了？
No, just see what it says.
我们看一看究竟他们怎么说。
Daniel chapter 3,
但以理书第三章
verse 27,
第27节。
And the princes, governors, captains, kings and counselors, thank you dear.
27节
King and counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them.
那时总督 钦差巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集看这三个人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。
Not even the smell of fire.
甚至冇火烧过嘅气味。
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
呢度系好奇妙嘅事情。
It doesn't take much to give the smell of fire, does it?
如果系有火嘅味道，好容易就会有嘅。
You know, if you see a man coming along with his cigarette.
如果你睇到一个人，佢哋揸住把抽烟咁样行过嘅时候。
And he knows that you won't like him smoking.
或者你知道佢知道你唔中意佢抽烟啦。
Takes it out and puts it down.
佢就攞走啦，摆喺后边啦。
And then he talks to you.
又同你倾偈啦。
He won't know that I'm smoking.
佢唔知道我系抽烟啦。但你闻下，佢
smell fire.
你好似闻到个火味啦。
If you're cooking in the kitchen,
如果你喺厨房煮饭嘅时候
，and you're using open fire.
要用一啲系火嘅人嘅。
And then you go to the door to answer somebody knocking there.
你去到门嗰度嚟到开门，有人敲门啦。
And they say, "Oh, you're cooking."
人哋问开门嘅时候问到你煮紧嘢啦。
It doesn't take much to leave the smell of fire on us.
如果有火嘅味道系喺黐喺我身上，唔需要好多嘅功夫啦。
But these three came out of the burning fiery furnace.
但呢三个人佢系从呢个火窑度出嚟嘅时候。
What does it say？
佢哋讲嘅系乜嘢咧
？Being their bodies，
讲到佢哋嘅身体。
Fire had no power。
佢哋冇头发也没有烧焦。
Nor was the hair of their head singed.
佢哋嘅身体系冇火嘅力嚟就烧伤佢哋。
It doesn't take much to singe your hair, does it?
头发也没有烧焦，因为头发辣着火系好容易嘅。
Neither were their coats changed.
佢嘅衣裳也没有变色。
You can easily scald your or mark your clothes with the iron if it's too hot, can't you?
如果你烫豆嘅时候，如果烫热一啲，你辣着你嘅衫嘅时候，佢变色啦。
Not even the smell of fire was upon them.
但系佢哋嘅衣服冇变色，但系连火燎嘅气味都冇。
More than conquerors.
佢哋系超过得胜啦。
Why?
点解咧？
Because the Lord identified Himself with them in the fire.
因为主啊同佢哋认同啦喺火嘅里边。
That was what.Amazed the king, he said, "Oh, I put three, but now I see four."
王就见到系好奇怪啦。我摆落去嘅三个人，而家见到系四个啦。
And even the king said he seems to be like the Son of God.
甚至王话其中一个好似神子一样。
The Lord came and identified with them in the fire.
主又嚟到佢哋当中，同佢哋一同嘅认同啦。
And what was the result?
究竟嗰个嘅结果系点样咧
？He absorbs all the sting, all the power of fire. He absorbs by his presence.
当主喺度嘅时候，将一切火嘅力量嚟到吸收晒啦。
They come out victorious.
佢出嚟嘅时候，佢哋系有得胜嘅。
With not even the smell of fire.
甚至火燎嘅气味都冇。
He that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne.
嗰个嚟得胜嘅，必要同我喺宝座上一同嘅坐。
Brothers and sisters, don't let us miss the prize.
弟兄姊妹，让我哋唔好失咗我哋嘅奖赏。
Don't let us fail in the race.
唔好叫我哋喺呢个赛跑嘅里边跌下嚟。
God in His generosity gives us two things.
神在他的慷慨的里面给我们两件事。
One is the gift of eternal life.
一个就是这个永生 的恩赐。
But the other is a prize.
另一个就是个奖赏。
The difference between the gift and the prize is this.
那个奖赏和那个恩赐的不同就是这样。
For the gift, it's an empty hand only that you offer to God.
如果你得着嘅呢个恩赐嘅时候，只是你回报给神有一个空着的手掌。
You cannot earn a gift.
你唔可以赚翻嚟嘅呢个嘅恩赐。
But the prize is different.
但嗰个赏赐系唔同啦。
You have to run the race.
你要走呢个赛跑啦。
You have to win.
你要得胜啦。
These Olympics which we are going to have in 2012.
我哋喺2012嘅时候嗰个嘅奥林匹克嘅运动会。
They began in Greece.
系喺
The origin of these games was in Greece.
初初嘅时候系喺希腊嘅国家嚟到开始啦。
near the Mount Olympus.
是在那个的山, 奥林匹克的山。
That's why they're called the Olympic Games.
所以就叫做奥林匹克的运动会。
But in the beginning, only those who were born Greeks could participate.
最初的时候你是唯一是希腊人你才可以参加这个运动。
Your birth determined your right to run.
你是不是希腊的出世出生的如果是才可以来参加这个运动。
It's not like that now.
现在是不是都是这样呢?
So many different nations take part in the Olympics.
不是,现在很多不同的国籍都可以参加了。
So many different people qualify to run, or to swim, or shout.
很多人他们都有资格来到去赛跑,来到去游泳了。
It's like that for us.
对我来讲都一样。
There is the race to be run.
在那里有一个的赛跑我们要赛。
There is the course to complete.
啊！嗰度有一个要走嘅路，我哋要走嘅。
There is the faith to maintain.
有当所守嘅道，我哋要守着。
There is the reward to receive.
亦都有得有奖赏，我哋要得着。
He that overcometh.
嗰个要得胜嘅。
Don't be satisfied if there's still something in your life that you have not overcome.
如果你生命里边你里边还有一啲嘅嘢。你还是需要得胜的时候你现在不要满足了。
Don't excuse ourselves by the example of others.
你不要说、因为别人都是这样你就给自己一个借口了。
How far today we as a nation and a people are drifting from the Lord.、
我们今天我们这个国家和我们这班、国家里面的人我们离开神我们、一路的离开神何等的远。
And we don't call sin sin, we say sickness.
我们今天不说罪不是罪了我们说它是一些病。
We are legalizing things that are immoral.
我们将一些不道德的东西将它合法化了。
What happened yesterday?
昨天有什么事情发生呢?
Elton John and his partner,
Elton John 和他的同伴
were celebrating their homosexual marriage.
他们来到庆祝他们的同性恋的婚姻了。
And people were there early to see them.
亦都有人好早嘅起身嚟到去睇啦。
Just as they queued up to see the Prince of Wales marry Camilla Markables。
好似佢哋即日嚟到好早嘅起身嚟到睇呢个查理士王子同埋呢个 Camilla 嚟到结婚嘅事情。
So they queued up to see this couple, two men joined together。
佢哋嚟排队嚟睇呢两个男人嚟到结婚啦。
How sad.
这个何等可怜的光景。
How easily we accept lesser standards.
我们很容易就接受一个标准，这个标准是很低的标准。
How criminal that we ignore what God has said in His Word.
让我们来到不理会神自己讲的话，我们是犯了很大的罪。
Overcoming is without having to fight.
如果我们的得胜如果不需要打仗的话
Jesus said when he was leaving his disciples
耶稣说当他就快离开他的门徒的时候
I will not leave you orphans 他
说我不会离开你们叫你成为孤儿
What's an orphan?
孤儿是什么呢
Orphan is one who has no papa, no mama
孤儿是一个没爸爸没妈妈的
He's got to look after himself
孤儿要自己照顾自己了
We are sorry for orphans, aren't we?
我们对于孤儿我们都很同情他们。
But Jesus said, I don't leave my disciples as orphans.
当耶稣说我不会丢下我的门徒是叫他们成为孤儿。
I come unto them.
我会再来到他们那里。
I will be in them.
我会在他们里面。
I will manifest myself to them.
我会将向他们显现我自己。
That's how we get through to the overcoming life.
这个就是他向一个得胜的生命他来到彰显。
Not by our efforts.
不是靠着我们自己的能力的才干。
We can win without fighting.
我们可以没有打仗都可以赢了。
But we have to continue our allegiance to the Lord.
但是我们还需要来到向我们的主忠心了。
Not forsake our first love.
不要失去了我们原有的起初的爱心
our intense interest in him,
我们对他有极大的爱情的专一
and our continuing steadfastly in the faith, not forsaking them,
我们继续的持守在我们所信的道上
that we shall be among those who triumph,
who overcome. 我们就会在那班行列得胜者的行列的当中
Brothers and sisters, don't accept,Anything less than the best.
等于我们不要接受一些东西是在最好的以外的东西。
Don't mortgage your future by excusing and continuance in any sin of which you are aware.
我哋唔好將我哋將來所得著嘅今日，我哋係放棄咗，因為我哋還係要愛，唔放棄我哋一啲嘅罪。
I heard of a Christian leader who had a very troublesome boy in his class.
我聽過一個基督徒帶領嘅人，佢講喺佢個班裏邊有一個。 很難教的學生,
and he asked the Lord, what's the reason for this?
他就問主,究竟為什麼有這麼難的學生在他的班?
And the Lord spoke to him from Titus,
主就在提多書裡跟他講,
where it says, he that is troublesome has a moral problem.
他說他在那裡反叛,是很多問題的時候,他裡面有一個道德的問題了。
And when he got that from the Lord, this teacher spoke to the young man.
當他從主得著這個經文之後,他就跟這個年輕人說了。
He spoke of his troublesomeness, his arguments, and his disobedience.
跟他說到他在那裡的爭吵,說到他製造很多的難處,不信服。
And the young man didn't think there was anything wrong.
這個年輕人說,我沒有什麼不妥的地方啊。
And he said, God tells me you have a moral problem.
他說,神跟我說,你有這個道德的問題了。
No, I don't have any moral problem.
他說,沒有,我沒有這個道德的問題。God
tells me you have a moral problem.
但神告訴我,你有一個道德的問題。And
when he pressed it, eventually the young man said yes.
當他繼續追問的時候,最後這個年輕人就說,是,我有。
I take pornographic pictures to bed with me at night.
我在晚上睡覺的時候,我帶著一些不好的閱讀的書來睡覺了。How
much our eyes influence our behavior?
我們的眼所看到的東西,事實上是影響我們的行為了。How
much our ears can distract us from the race?
我們的耳朵,事實上是騷擾我們,叫我們在走的路上,我們不專一了。
Don't accept a meaner level than God gives to us in His Word.
我們不要接受一個很低的一個層面,是低過神的話,告訴我們知道。
He wants to share His glory with us.
他願意將他的榮耀跟我們一起分享。
You say, oh, I'm not interested in the throne, I don't want to sit on the throne.
你說,我都不對於坐在寶座上有什麼興趣,我都不想坐在寶座上。
Well, you're not the first consideration.
這不是你第一個的所要的東西。It's
the Lord who's the first consideration.
主是第一個你要所想的東西。After
all He has done for us, are we going to disappoint Him?
他為我們做了這麼多的東西,我們怎能夠叫他失望呢?
Are we going to say, well, it doesn't matter about the best, I'll have the second best?
我們會說,不要緊,最好的我不需要了,我有次好的就夠了。
One day a young man said to me, I think my life's alright, what's wrong with it?
有一天,有一個年輕人跟我說,他說我沒什麼,我生活,我生命沒什麼問題,有什麼錯呢?
Well, my answer was this.
我這樣回答他。
In our English language,
在我們英文有一個這樣的用法,
we have four adverbs of degree.
我們有四個是講於不同程度的一個詞句。
Good,
good, 好,
better,
更好,
best,
最好,
and superlative, of course, excellent.
是優越了。
I said, which is yours?
我說你是屬於哪一類呢?
It's not whether it's good enough, good enough for you.
不是說你夠不夠好了,我的要求你夠不夠得上?
Is it good enough for the Lord who's done everything for you?
但是對主為你所作的一切,你 主的要求,你是不是這樣滿足了他?
And made it possible to take the sting out of every fire.
他能夠將火一切的味道都拿走了。
To bring you through in victory.
將你帶進這個德勝的裏面。
He that overcometh shall sit with me in my throne.
德勝的要從我在我的寶座上一同的來坐。
Amen.
阿門。
You pay.
My God, 父神, 我们的主耶稣, 我们感谢你, 你是那位,
将我能够将我哋到叫我哋带进嗰个得胜有余嘅得胜嘅里边。感谢你，你对我哋满有期望。你叫你今日话系对我哋说话，就系同我哋讲，叫我哋作一个得胜嘅，系从我哋嘅罪里边系被释放出嚟。你将生命圣灵嘅律嚟到拯救我哋，脱离罪同埋死嘅律。我感谢你，你今日系更嚟嘅叫我哋得胜有余，就系你喺十字架上为我哋作嘅你嘅得胜。我主系救我哋脱离我哋今日。我哋好一啲好好低落嘅我哋搞嘅光景，救我哋脱离我哋唔去满足你嘅光景，救我哋脱离将我哋黑眼嚟到光照，叫我哋嘅眼睛嚟到看见，叫我哋睇见我哋今日系学离你嘅所要嘅何等嘅远，叫我哋唔好今日喺度只系话主啊，我哋冇咩嘢唔妥嘅地方，我哋求主你怜悯我哋，主今日将呢个话嚟到印喺我哋嘅心，你嘅圣灵嘅光照，唯有你嘅光照能够将我哋系带进你自己嘅面光嘅里边，亦都叫我哋喺你面前嚟到伏下嚟。主，我哋见到我哋大小，我哋喺你当中，我哋今天嘅晚上，我哋真系求主，你叫我听你嘅话语嘅时候，我哋里边有扎心，我哋里边唔容让我哋自己系喺你嘅面前，我哋就系咁样系唔满足到你。我哋求主你帮助我哋，求主你叫呢三位嘅年轻嘅人，佢喺你嘅面前。他们的德性叫我们看到他们怎样来到只是敬拜你自己，你就跟他们一起，你就将他们带进德性的里面。感谢主，这个德性何等的荣耀，是何等的超越， 是真的是一个很奇妙的事情。我们感谢主，你能够完完全全的将我们救出来，将我们带进荣耀的里面。祷告奉主的名，
Amen. Now unto him who is able to keep us from fallingAnd present us faultless in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be honour and glory, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主，独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄。因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前，并现今，直到永永远远。阿门。
阿门。